I'm going to go to the code behind right here, and you'll see that basically the code behind contains a lot less than it used to.
Yep.
And the reason for that is that it's now separated via this feature called partial types. So if I go and show all of the files, you'll see that the form1.vb file has another file underneath it that's a form1.designer.vb file. And that's actually where all the code is that used to occur in the code that you saw. So we have the initialized component in here, and we have the sub-new, etc. And you'll see also that it has this partial keyword right here. And what that's saying is that you should take this class as I've defined it here and look for other classes that are declared in the same namespace in this compilation unit and try to merge them together into the same class. So now we'll go back to the code itself, and I'm just going to create another class just to show you how it works. So I have a public class Wilma, and it's going to have a sub, you know, Barney on it. And I'm going to create a partial public class Wilma, and I'm just going to add directly onto that Wilma class. I'm going to create a sub Betty here. And you'll see that if I create another sub, you know, test, and I dim W as new Wilma, you'll see that W will contain both a Barney and a Betty. So the compiler is, you can kind of think about it as a pre-compile step, but it's actually something that happens at compilation. But it helps to think about it as a pre-compile step because it helps you think about what its capabilities are.
Mm-hmm.
But the compiler is basically taking these two class definitions right here and here. They could be split across files and just merging them directly. So you can also, you know, implement I comparable string in this case. That's a generic interface. And Wilma, you know, period, now implements this I comparable interface itself. I don't need to declare that it implements iComparable on the other side of the partial type. So that's how we're doing code separation in Widby.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. Really cool stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
So when are we going to get it? That's what everybody's going, this stuff looks great, but I want it now.
We're working hard to get it out the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of bugs that I'm trying to track down and take care of.
What would you like to hear from the community as they get the beta builds and start playing around with this stuff?
You know, I mean, I think the outstanding things that help us the most is to know just what kinds of applications you're building. Because if we have a good idea of what kinds of applications you're building, then we know what areas to target. We know that everybody pretty much, you know, uses data in their applications. But we don't necessarily know that, you know, 25% of them have semi-connected applications or use this particular data model and use this particular design pattern. So those kinds of things are really interesting for us. It's also interesting to know, you know, what portions of the language users find really difficult, or, you know, what do we not have intrinsic language support for that you think we do need to have intrinsic, you know, language support for?